Pat, tomorrow here at home plate, there's a ceremony prior to the game at 12:30 to honor female athletes across the Bay Area.
Okay.
And from the Sonoma Stompers, two young ladies who are playing for the Sonoma Stompers, Stacy Piagano and Kelsey Whitmore. And Stacy threw seven innings in a game earlier this month to become just the third woman since the 1950s to win an American men's professional league game.
Wow.
And we had Theo Fightmaster on last week, the GM president of the Stompers. But a number of wonderful female athletes are going to be honored tomorrow.
Hey, that's cool. That's cool. That's great. And I think today is the WNBA All-Star Game. Bruce Jenkins mentioned it this morning in his 3-Dot Lounge column. And so a lot going on with women athletes. That's fantastic.
Well, which is a great lead-in to Claire Smith. And we're just thrilled to have Claire on. She is the recipient this year of the J.G. Taylor Spink Award, which, of course, recognizes excellence in baseball writing. But Claire has a great background. She is a pioneer in the world of reporting sports for women. Covered the Yankees from 1983 to 1987 as the first female Major League Baseball beat writer for the Hartford Courant. Worked as a columnist for the Times from 1991 to 1998. Editor and columnist for the Philadelphia Inquirer from 1998 to 2007, and currently a news editor for ESPN, and she is the first woman to receive the Spink Award. Claire, it's an honor to have you on. How are you?
Hi, Claire.
I'm fine. Hello, gentlemen. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Oh, we're thrilled to have Claire. Congratulations. So what does this award mean to you, getting recognized this way?
Well, I don't know how long your show is, so I don't want to top up all the time by trying to stumble around describing it. I've had a hard time articulating it. In short, it means everything. It's a vote that comes from my peers, which carries all the weight in the world, as far as I'm concerned, and it's just their endorsement that they say that in their estimation that I tried to do it right, and that's all I ever set out to do day after day was do it right, to honor the profession, to honor the news outlets that I worked for, and to honor especially the people that sat to the right and left of me in the press box, and also to show respect for the people that I covered.
Well, you did a great job of it, and anyone I talk to, whether it's Bob Nightingale or Bruce Jenkins or John Shea, Henry Schulman, or anyone, they just mentioned your name, and of course, they echo just what you said in the way you've handled your career. It wasn't simple, though, going way back, and it's probably not simple today for many women covering sports, but for you, you were challenged early on, 1984 with the Padres. Relate a little bit of that, because that was a very key moment, I think, in your career.
Well, I think that the lesson that stays with me every day from that incident, it wasn't so much the gender bias or the trauma or what have you. I think that as journalists, we all have that one traumatic moment where we can either go forward or sideways. As women, we get hit on a certain level that is supposed to knock us off stride and drive us out of the profession. As an African American, we get knocked in the gut and told to stop trying to live the American dream when all we want to do is get up and go to work and be a part of this country. So you're operating on so many different levels. The lesson I learned that day came after the fact, after I was ushered out of the Padres locker room unceremoniously, and a great friend and good man, Steve Garvey, came out when he heard what happened. He came out to assure that I would have quotes from the Padres locker room, and that enabled me to do my job. But the first thing that Steve saw was that I was starting to falter. I was getting emotional. And it was a very, very earth-shattering event for me. It had never happened before. And it happened in the league championship series. It was just a devastating moment. and he saw what was happening, and he said, Claire, I'll stay here as long as you need me, but remember, you have a job to do. And those words, they immediately helped snap me out of it, and they helped me refocus. And I carry those words with me in my heart every single day, because he really went right to the heart of it. I had a job to do. I pulled myself together. I asked Steve the pertinent questions, what I felt were the pertinent questions. He answered, and I was able to do my job. I was able to file a story that presented both sides, the winning team and the losing team, and 35 years and going, still going. So Steve helped me immensely, and I can't say enough about that young man.
What a story. Incredible. From Claire Smith, the J.G. Taylor Spink Award recipient this year. That's incredible. Claire, shattering glass ceilings is never easy, and you said the word, I think you described it as traumatic. Are you still friends with Steve? Do you still communicate with him?
Yes, I do. I am. We're kind of a vaudeville act. This 1984, we were brought back together a few years ago when ESPN did a documentary called Let Them Wear Towels, and it really shone a light back on Steve as to the role he played. And now the J.G. Taylor Spink Award, Summer of Spink, it's brought Steve back to the fore again. So he was very gracious. He flew to New York to introduce me at the New York Baseball Writers Banquet in January. It was a surprise, and I was brought to tears for other reasons that night, because I did not expect to see him. And darn him, he's a better speechwriter than I am. He gave a beautiful speech.
Nice.
I've actually asked him to help me with my speech, because I don't know where he gets all these talents from, but he's an amazing fellow, and he's just a great friend. He's a beautiful man.
Cool.
And if I could editorialize, I believe that Steve Garvey belongs in the Hall of Fame.
Well, I'm with you on that one. 200 hit seasons and consecutive game streak, and he was the first baseman. First baseman during his era. Well, I'll be there next week to hear Claire's speech, so I'm looking forward to that. Claire, what got you into sports writing? You're a talented journalist, a wonderful writer. Why sports writing?
Well, I always loved baseball. I love sports, but I love baseball in particular, and I can draw a direct line to my mom, who loved baseball, and the line can be drawn from my mom back to Jackie Robinson, Rachel Robinson. She loved that story. She was the child of immigrants, but she grew up in Jamaica after having been born in New York. She was sent back to Jamaica because she was not well as an infant, and she was sent back to the island to be raised by a grandmother who was a healer. But her earliest memories were sitting around the wireless at the country store, if you will, and how all the folks in the little town that she grew up in, they listened to American sports, and that was the America was the wonderful kingdom on the horizon, if you will. And she spoke of listening to how the folks in the town would listen to Joe Louis fights, and she knew of Jesse Owens before she ever stepped foot back on soil in the U.S. But by the time she arrived back in the U.S., she was a teenager, and it was during the war. And shortly after, obviously, Jackie and Brent Rickey combined to break the color barrier. Like so many other African Americans, my mom instantaneously became a Dodger fan. And I didn't have a choice. I had to go along with my mom. So she brought me along, and I was a Dodger fan growing up. So I always loved baseball. I always loved the idea of what it could do, the fact that it was it showed the country the better parts of its nature, the fact that it integrated 20 years before the country could figure it out. Jackie Robinson was my hero. Rachel Robinson was my hero. So I always wanted to write about a sport that could transcend the field, if you will, and be a part of Americana. That just always intrigued me. I always approached the stories of the people who played the sport and governed the sport in the same fashion. Their life stories fascinated me, and I just love telling their stories.
It's an honor to have Claire Smith here, Marty, Pat, from the Public House, at corner 3rd and King. Claire, the obvious question is, considering your elite status in the game, the sports writing game, how do you feel about the direction sports writing has gone, pros and cons?
Well, I mourn the loss of the long-form journalism that is... Obviously, when you go to the 140-character instant gratification nature of social media, something has to give. When you combine that with the sadly, the demise of so many great newspapers, and if not the newspaper as a whole, perhaps the sports section, they're dwindling, they're pulling back. You're losing a lot of column inches, and the sports writers are losing a lot of opportunities to just sit back and write. A lot of opportunities to sit back, observe, take time, and really put their craft to work. I don't envy the modern-day writer, if you will, who has to multitask to the point that they're videographers, that they're tweeters, that they're Instagram aficionados, that they're just tapping away on their phones and laptops constantly, and it doesn't allow them time to breathe, it seems to me. I think that they're marvelous at what they do. They meet every demand, no matter what the era throws at them. But the long-form journalism, I really miss a lot.
Well, you did it well, and you still do it well. So it's a pleasure to have you on, and I congratulate you. And you brought up an interesting point about baseball and America, and how America exported the American values, in quotes, to different countries and different places. And they did it through baseball. And they said, this is the American way. These are the values, the teamwork, giving up the individual for the collective good and the great athletes in shape and all that. So, Claire, you hit on that one pretty well. I agree with you there, and it's just a pleasure having you on, and I can't wait to see you next week. And I just congratulate you, and you're so deserving, and you have a very special place in social history, baseball history, and journalism, so congratulations.
Well, thanks, Mike, and thanks to all your listeners, and if I could, I'd like to congratulate Bill King, the late Bill King, and his family, and all of his fans. There are two awards given that day, and the Ford C. Frick Award. A great number of friends of mine have won that. It's an ode to the great broadcasters, and I got to know Bill briefly at the start of my career. He was always so kind and such a gentleman, and I'm just honored to say that my award will be given on the same day that his richly deserved award will also be given to his family.
Oh, terrific. I'm looking forward to seeing you next week. Thanks, Claire. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. That
nice.
Is Claire Smith.
I'm glad you had her on the show. And
very special. Very
Titan in the
special
industry.
Person.
Yeah.
Very special.